由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
We are glad that you tuned in.
我们很高兴你能够收听我们这个中英双语的节目，就是天路导向了。
We are about to begin a very short series of messages.
今天呢，我们要讲呢，是一个很短很短的系列信息。
There are only two messages in the series.
在这个的系列里面呢，是只会呢，是有两集的。
So I don't want you to miss it.
所以呢，我很希望呢，你是不会错过这个的机会。
And we're calling this discontentment and God's purpose.
那我们呢，就叫这个的系列呢，就是叫做空虚不满，以及呢，是神的旨意。
And I want to begin today by telling you about a fable.
咁开始今日嘅呢个嘅系列信息咧，我想先同你讲一讲一个嘅寓言故事。
This fable goes something like this。
咁呢个嘅寓言故事咧，佢嘅情节咧系咁样讲嘅。
Two teardrops were floating down the river of life。
喺好耐以前咧，有两滴嘅眼泪就喺呢个所谓生命嘅河啊上边咧喺度漂流。
One teardrop said to the other。
咁其中一滴嘅眼泪咧，就同另外嗰滴嘅眼泪咧咁样讲。
Who are you？
佢问佢：你系边一个啊
？That teardrop replied。
咁嗰滴眼泪咧就回答佢话啦
：I am the teardrop from a woman who loved a man and lost him。
咁咧嗰个眼泪咧就咁讲嘅，佢话我系从一个失恋嘅女人嘅眼睛里边咧跌出嚟嘅眼泪。
And who are you?
咁佢又问翻对方啦。咁你又系边个咧
？The first teardrop replied.
咁第一滴嘅眼泪咧就回答咁样讲啦。
Well, I am the teardrop of the woman who got him.
咁佢就话我啊，吓我就系另一个女人嘅眼泪。系边个女人咧？就系嗰个得到嗰个男人嘅女人嗰个眼里边所流出嚟嘅眼泪啦。
This little story shows how so many of us.Are discontented with our lives.
咁呢个嘅寓言故事咧，就话俾我哋听，我哋嘅生活啊，系几咁令到我哋失望，几咁令到我哋咧系不满嘅。
At some point, all of us have been conscious of the dull hum of dissatisfaction in our lives.
喺某个嘅程度上去讲咧，所有嘅人，包括我哋每一位啊，所有嘅人。都曾经咧系意识到我哋嘅生活里边咧系有好唔满足嘅地方，我哋咧都系发出咗我哋不满嘅声音嘅。
This discontentment is not limited to those who are struggling with life's tragedy。
呢种嘅唔满足咧，唔单止咧系发生喺嗰啲为咗人生好多悲剧而苦苦挣扎嘅嗰啲嘅人佢哋嘅身上。
Many believers are discontented for other reasons。
甚至咧，好多嘅信徒，好多嘅基督徒咧，都为咗种种嘅原因咧，而觉得系唔满足嘅。
They may be disappointed with God，
或者佢哋咧系对神咧系失望，系唔满足。
They may be disappointed with church，
或者咧佢哋系对佢哋嘅教会咧系觉得咧好失望。
They may be disappointed with other believers。
又或者咧，佢哋对其他嘅信徒、其他嘅基督徒咧，系觉得好失望。
And they hear this nagging inner voice that says something is still missing in my life。
喺佢哋嘅内心深处咧，都硬系有一个声音咧喺度讲，讲咩咧？就话人生好似仲少咗啲嘢。
I am not fulfilled in life。
佢就话咧，我对人生咧，仲系觉得好唔满意嘅。
And they try to quieten that voice by making some changes in their lives.
於是乎咧，佢哋就好想咧去改變一下佢哋嘅生活方式，嚟去咧係安慰佢哋自己。
They try to quiet that voice by acquiring some things.
佢哋咧就試圖咧係以一啲嘅物質嘅享受啦，嚟去填補自己嗰種嘅不滿。
They try to quieten that voice by unhealthy relationships.
他们尝试以不正常的感情来填补自己内里的空虚。
But nothing seems to work.
但这一切似乎都不起任何作用。
Have you ever asked yourself this question?
你有没有问过自己这样的问题呢?
What lies behind my desire for contentment?
这个问题就是, 我觉得不满足究竟是为什么呢?
I want to talk to you today about discontentment and God's purpose.
今天我就要和你讲一讲有关于空虚不满以及神的旨意这个话题了。
There are two components to finding contentment in life.
要得到人生的满足呢,是有两个关键的因素的。
One component is that sin causes discontentment.
第一个关键的因素呢,就是要明白罪是令到我们空虚,令到我们不满的。
The second component is that hope in Christ leads to contentment.
第二个关键的因素就是只有在基督里面的盼望才能够带来真实的满足。And
that is why we're calling the series of messages Discontentment and God's Purpose.
所以我们就叫这个系列信息是叫做空虚不满以及神的旨意。When
sin dominates one's life, life will become morbid and guilt-stricken.
当一个人的生活被罪辖制的时候，他的生活就是病态的，是充满了罪疚感的。God
in His Word makes it very clear.
神在圣经里面是很清楚地告诉我们。Discontentment
and dissatisfaction in life are spiritual matters.
就是说其实人生的不满足是灵性上出了问题的。
And spiritual matters can only be dealt with spiritually.
而灵性方面的问题，就只能够是在灵性上去解决的。My
listening friend, listen to me carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你仔细的、留心的听我讲。Loss
of contentment can push you in one of two directions.
不满足的心，是会促使你在两个完全不同的方向上去作出选择的。
The search for contentment can lead us down the wrong path, or it can lead us in the right path.
在寻求满足的时候，我们有可能会走入歧途，走了一条错的路，亦都有可能走上正路，走条啱的路。It
can lead us to turn to God.
这个正路就是可以令到我们转向神。Or
it can lead us away from God.
而这个歧路，这个错的路，就会使我们远离神。The
wrong path will lead us to more discontentment with its tears and grief.
错误的道路，会导致我们更加不满足，是充满了眼泪，充满了忧愁的。The
right path leads us up to the only place where we find rest.
而正确的道路，那条的正路，就会引领我们去找到唯一的安息的地方。That
place is in the heart of God.
这个安息的地方，就是神的怀抱了。You
know, we often make the mistake of thinking that discontentment is a 21st century phenomenon.
你知不知道，我们往往会误以为空虚不满是21世纪特有的现象来的。
But in reality, discontentment is as old as humanity itself.
但其实自从有人类以来，空虚不满就已经存在了。For
the Bible tells us that this spiritual problem of discontentment began with Adam and Eve in the garden.
圣经告诉我们，灵里面的不满足是开始的时间是在哪里呢？就是在伊甸园里面的亚当和夏娃那里。
The moment they chose to go their own way, they lost their peace.
当他们选择偏行己路，即是说行自己想行的路的时候，他们就失去了平安了。
The moment they declared their independence from God, their discontentment began.
当他们宣称是脱离神，是寻求独立自主的那一刻，他们的不满足就开始了。
And from that time on, discontentment has been the legacy of all of humanity.
咁由嗰一刻开始咧，人类就遗传咗我哋嘅祖先亚当夏娃佢哋嗰种唔满足嘅天性啦。
Well, what's the solution then?
咁解决嘅方法究竟系乜嘢咧
？You are halfway to the solution when you realize that discontentment is a spiritual issue.
嗱，如果你系意识到，空虚不满是灵性上的问题，那你其实呢已经是解决了这个问题的一半了。
You are halfway there when you think that your discontentment is rooted in sin.
如果你承认空虚不满是罪恶带来的后果，那这个呢已经是一个很好的开始了。
Today I want to give you two biblical examples of two men.
今日咧，我想同你咧系介绍圣经里边嘅两个人。
These two men chose two different solutions to their discontentment.
咁呢两个人咧喺解决佢哋唔满足嘅事情上边咧，系用咗两种完全唔同嘅方法嘅。
One of them kept on pursuing human solutions to his discontentment.
其中一个呢就用人的方法去解决他的空虚他的不满。
And he never found contentment and died a miserable death.
结果呢他没有得到满足，而且呢还是很凄凉很孤寂地死了。
The other man allowed his discontentment to drive him to God and receive grace.
另一个人呢就将他的问题是带到神的面前，结果呢就得到神的怜悯和神的恩典了。
The first man is Cain.
第一个人即是很凄凉地死的那个人呢是该人。
The other man we call the prodigal son.
而另一个人呢就是我们称他为浪子的那一位，他是得到神的怜悯和恩典的。
Cain's restlessness began with his envy of his brother Abel.
该人的不满足呢就是由他妒忌他的兄弟亚伯那里开始的。
Abel learned from his parents Adam and Eve.
亚伯呢从他的父母亚当夏娃身上呢就学识了教训。
Abel learned from his parents that the root of discontentment is disobedience.
亚伯呢就知道不满足的根源呢是违背神。
Abel learned from his parents' failure and wanted to please God God's way.
亚伯呢从他的父母亚当夏娃的失败呢就学到只有是信服才能够是讨神的喜悦的。
Abel offered God the sacrifice that was pleasing to God.
于是呢亚伯就献上讨神喜悦的祭物了。
You say, how did he know to offer the animal sacrifice to God?
或者你会问，他是怎么知道拿牲畜来去献祭给神的呢？
Here's what happened.
这里呢，个事情的经过呢，是这样的。
Adam and Eve were thrown out of the garden for disobedience to God.
亚当夏娃呢，因为悖逆神，咁呢，就被赶出伊甸园。
And God taught Adam and Eve after he sent them out of the garden that blood must be shed to atone for sin.
咁当佢哋被逐出伊甸园之后呢，神就让佢哋明白到只有呢係通过流血先至能够赎罪嘅。
This sacrificial atonement foreshadows Christ's sacrifice on the cross.
咁样嘅赎罪祭呢就预表咗耶稣基督喺十字架上面嘅牺牲啦。
And Abel learned that lesson from his parents and sacrificed an animal.
咁亚伯咧就从佢父母嗰度学识咗呢个嘅功课，就以牲畜咧嚟去献祭俾神啦。
His sacrifice was accepted by God.
咁佢嘅祭物咧就得到神嘅悦纳。
Cain, on the other hand, decided to choose a sacrifice on his own instead of following God's instructions.
咁但系咧，该隐咧就按照自己嘅喜好嚟去献祭，而唔系按照神嘅吩咐。
He chose to offer grain.
咁该隐咧就选用咗谷类咧嚟去献祭嘅。
Cain's sacrifice may have cost as much as Abel's.
该隐同亚伯嘅祭物喺花费上咧，可能系不相上下，系差唔多嘅。
But my friend, listen. The problem was not the value of the sacrifice.
但系，亲爱嘅朋友，请留意啦。问题唔系在于嗰个祭物系值几多钱。
Do you know what the problem was?
你知唔知问题系出喺边度咧
？Cain did it his way, not God's way.
问题就系出喺该隐系选择咗自己嘅方式。而唔系神嘅方式。
Cain did it for the wrong reason.
该隐咧，佢嘅动机咧系唔纯正嘅。
And that is why his sacrifice was rejected by God.
呢个咧就系点解神唔悦纳佢嘅祭物嘅原因啦。
And he became incredibly angry because God rejected him, but did not reject his obedient brother Abel.
咁佢咧就因为神拒绝咗佢嘅祭物。同时咧，又收纳咗佢兄弟亚伯嘅祭物，咁所以咧，该隐咧就变得系恼羞成怒啦。
Cain flew into a rage and killed his brother Abel。
咁佢好嬲之下咧，就将佢嘅兄弟咧系杀咗啦。
And Cain lived in restlessness for the rest of his life。
咁结果咧，该隐就落得一个嘅下场系点咧？就系要终生漂流，唔能够得到安息啦。
The Bible said Cain went out and built a city and became a restless wanderer.
圣经咧就记载话该人咧建立咗一个嘅城市，而且咧系成为一个漂流不定嘅人。
Sadly, Cain did not recognize his sin and repent of it.
咁实在系好可悲嘅，该人既冇认识到佢嘅罪恶，亦都冇为此咧系悔改。
If Cain had repented, God would have forgiven him and restored him.
如果该人系悔改嘅话咧，神系会宽恕佢，并且咧系重新建立佢嘅。
My friend, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱嘅朋友，请仔细听我讲啊。
Many people are running away from God, just like Cain.
好多人都好似该人咁样系远离神嘅。
Like Cain, many people.Attempting to quieten their restlessness in all sorts of cities.
好多人好似该隐一样，系用自己嘅方法去建造各种嘅城市，嚟去安抚内心嗰种嘅焦躁、嗰种嘅不安嘅。
Like Cain, many people are running away from their past.
就好似该隐一样，好多人咧系逃避自己过去嘅失败嘅。
Like Cain, many people are looking for something or someone to fill their inner void.
好似该人一样，好多人正系试图藉住某件事、某个人嚟去满足佢内心嘅空虚嘅。
But running away from God never solves the problem.
但系远离神系永远解决唔到问题嘅。
Running away from God never cures the restlessness.
远离神永远都唔能够医治心灵嘅不安。
Only in running to God will you find healing, restoration, joy, and peace.
只有系回转归向神，你先会发现真正嘅医治、真正嘅修整、喜乐同埋平安嘅。
The tragedy of Cain's life was this.
该隐人生嘅悲剧就系在于
Cain never went to the only one who could have given him true contentment.
该隐佢冇翻翻到唯一能够俾佢真正满足嘅神嘅面前。
Thank you.
My listening friend, if you are like Cain today,
亲爱的朋友，如果你正是处于该隐的那种的情况里面的话呢，
Let me appeal to you.
请听我的劝告啊。
Come to the only one who can give you true contentment.
今日就请你来到唯一能够给你真正满足的神面前啊。
And let me show you an example of someone who came to God.
我再讲一个愿意回转归向神的例子给你听。
Jesus tells us about that other man.
这个的故事呢是耶稣讲给我们听的。
This man's story is found in Luke 15.
这个人呢他的故事呢是记载在路加福音的十五章的。
The young man's name is not given in the story.
我们不知道这个人的名字。
We know him only as the prodigal son.
我们只是知道他就是那位的浪子了。
And we know that he too was restless in his dad's house.
当他住在父亲的屋企里面的时候，他就觉得很焦躁不满。
He too was discontented with his family life.
他同样呢，都是对自己的屋企人呢，是不满的。
He too wanted to go to the far city and find himself.
他同样想离开屋企，去到远方的城市那里。
He too thought that he could find contentment by doing his own thing.
他同样以为只要按照自己的方式来去生活就会得到满足的了。
But he soon discovered the error of his ways.
但是很快他就发现自己的方式是行不通的。
As soon as he ran out of money, his friends deserted him.
当他将所有的钱都用完的时候，所有的朋友都离弃了他。
And he was left with nothing.
他就变成一无所有了。
Finally, he found himself eating from the pig's trough.
他甚至要拿喂猪的那些饲料来去充饥。
He had reached the absolute bottom.
他当时可以说是跌到人生的谷底那里。
But here's the difference between Cain and the prodigal son.
但这个浪子和该隐是有一个很不同的地方。
Unlike Cain, the prodigal son did not allow his pride to get the best of him.
这个浪子他不似得好像该隐那样容许骄傲蒙蔽了自己的眼睛。
Unlike Cain, the prodigal son began to deal with his spiritual discontentment.
这个浪子和该隐不同，就是他勇于去面对灵性上面的空虚。
Let me tell you something, my listening friend, that may be new to you.
亲爱的朋友，让我同你分享一些或者你仲未知道的事。
It takes more courage to come to God in repentance than to persist in foolishness.
来到神的面前去悔改，是比起坚持自己的愚昧，是更加需要勇气的。
It takes more courage to admit and confess than to pretend that everything is fine.
要坦白承认自己所犯的罪，是要比假装一切都冇事嗰种嘅情况咧，系更加需要勇气嘅。
It takes more courage to acknowledge sin than to ignore it。
承认罪系要比否认罪咧，系更加需要勇气嘅。
Only courageous people can say to God, God, I have sinned。
只有嗰啲系勇敢嘅人，先至咧能够去对神讲：神啊，我有罪啦。
The prodigal son's story touches its readers' emotions in a lot of ways.
浪子的故事在很多方面都能够触动读者的心弦。
But one of the most poignant moments in the story comes when the father runs to meet his lost son.
但是最令人震撼、最令人感动的那一幕呢，就是当个浪子的父亲跑埋去拥抱他那个一度是失落了的儿子的时候。
In reality, the prodigal son's story is about the father's loving grace.
实际上，浪子的故事所以要表达的就是父亲的仁慈了。
The prodigal son squandered his father's inheritance.
浪子用了他父亲给他的财产。
But he came home.
但是当他回家的时候呢，
His father never condemned him.
他的爸爸呢，没有去责怪他。
The father did not keep him out in the streets so that he would learn his lesson.
咁呢个嘅爸爸咧，就冇将佢系拒之门外，而系让佢咧去反省自己嘅错误。
The father never asked him to pay him back.
咁呢个爸爸咧，亦都冇向佢咧系追讨所攞走咗嘅一切。
And that is what my listening friends we call amazing grace.
亲爱嘅朋友，呢个就系我哋所讲嘅奇异恩典啦。
The grace of God is uniquely taught in the Christian faith.
只有基督教信仰话俾我哋听呢一种独一无二嘅恩典。
All systems demand some sort of rituals and restitutions.
其他宗教咧都系强调遵守一啲嘅仪式嚟去弥补我哋嘅过错。
But the grace of God is free.
但系神嘅恩典咧系白白得嚟嘅。
When you come to Jesus Christ, only three words are necessary.
当你系嚟到耶稣基督嘅面前，你只需要咧系咁样讲
：Father, forgive me.
天父，求你赦免我。
My listening friend, listen carefully as I conclude.
亲爱嘅朋友，喺结束嘅时候，请你留心听我讲啊。
When you finally get tired of wandering and searching.
当你是厌倦了苦苦的漂流无休止的寻求的时候呢
When you finally get tired of restlessness and discontentment,
当你呢是厌倦了漂泊不定和空虚不满的情况的时候呢
All you have to do is come to God the Father through God the Son.
你只需要呢是靠着神儿子来到神的面前
Repent of your sins.
就向他呢是认罪悔改。
And God the Father through God the Son will welcome you and forgive you.
咁天父咧就会因为佢嘅儿子耶稣而赦免你啦。
He will never accuse you of being weak or foolish.
佢唔会嫌弃你系好软弱或者好愚昧。
He will never ask you why did you do this.
佢唔会咧去质问你，你究竟点解要咁做咧
？No, he will welcome you with open arms.
佢唔单止唔会去怪责你，唔会去质询你，反而咧会张开佢嘅双臂嚟去欢迎你。
He forgives you of all your sins.
佢要赦免你一切嘅罪。
He clothes you with his righteousness.
佢要称你为义。
And he feeds you, and he will feed your soul.
佢要去满足你，特别咧要去满足你心灵嘅饥渴。
My listening friend, let me tell you, you can be like Cain and continue in your restlessness, or you can be like the prodigal son and come to your senses.
我亲爱嘅朋友，你可以好似该隐咁样，系继续咧系流离失所咁样去漂流，又或者咧你可以好似浪子一样系醒悟过嚟。
If God has spoken to you today,
假如你听见神今日对你讲说话。
Why don't you accept his invitation?
请你呢就而家呢就接受佢嘅邀请啊。
And ask his forgiveness.
并且呢系求佢宽恕。
And you can come to him today.
咁你呢就能够呢系归向神啦，今日就可以啦。
And then write to us and let us know.
盼望你呢能够来信去同我哋分享你嘅快乐。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下集再见。